Report: Gay couple accused of pimping adopted sons to local pedophiles. By Amy Furr on January 20, 2023. Details have emerged about the gay couple in Georgia who allegedly sodomized their adopted sons and used them to make child porn, according to an investigation. Town Hall reported Tuesday. Not only did the married men allegedly rape the two boys who were adopted through a Christian special needs adoption agency, they were pimping out their children to nearby pedophiles in Atlanta area suburbs, Town Hall's follow-up investigation discovered. The adoptive fathers, 33-year-old government worker William Dale Zulock Jr. and 35-year-old banker Zachary Zach Jacoby Zulock, who was previously accused of raping a child from Oxford, Georgia, have been indicted by a grand jury on charges of incest, aggravated sodomy, aggravated child molestation, felony sexual exploitation of children, and felony prostitution of a minor. Both men have reportedly pleaded not guilty in the case. The adoptive parents are accused of performing oral sex on the boys, forcing them to give them oral sex, and anally raping the children. The outlet noted that in one instance, anal rape injured the older child who is 11 years old. During a midnight bust in July at their home, authorities tackled Zachary to the ground and dragged William, who was naked, outside, according to the report. The Walton County's Division of Family and Child Services was alerted to the situation and the need to protect the children. Local 12 reported August 7, adding the children were placed in custody and safe at the time. Town Hall cited a criminal affidavit that said Zachary filmed the child's sexual abuse of the 11-year-old. The indictment also charges the Zulock co-defendants with soliciting two other men, through the use of popular social media platforms, in the greater Atlanta metropolitan region to perform an act of prostitution with their child that suffered physical injuries from being brutally raped, the outlet continued. The alleged members of the pedophile ring are Loganville residents identified as Hunter Clay Lawless, 27, and Luis Armando Vizcarro Sanchez, 25. After the couple was taken into custody, their assets were seized, and their mansion was deemed property of the state, according to the couple's criminal defense attorney, John E. Haldy. According to a family member, the home, decorated with LGBTQ-themed items, has multiple surveillance cameras and a windowless room behind a movable bookcase. The family apparently used another windowless room as a home theater. Video footage from August shows the outside of the home with a sign on the door that reads, "Do not enter. Property of the Walton County Sheriff's Office. Do not enter." During a recent interview, Town Hall reporter Mia Cathell said, "As family observed, their lavish lifestyle just materialized out of the blue about a year after they adopted these boys." Cathell added the next installment of her investigation will reveal more details about the adoption agency involved and how a same-sex couple was able to receive services from them.